Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Think about it, Evelyn?
This week's parsha. In this week's parsha, Vayisa Malach Elohim, Ahoylech Lefnei Machane Yisrael. So Rashi says, Vayelech Ma'achareihem. He went from behind them, the Malach that was going with Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Vayelech Ma'achareihem. He went behind them. Why did he go behind them? So Rashi says, Lahavdil Be'machane Mitzrayim Be'machane Yisrael. To separate between Machane Mitzrayim and Machane Yisrael. Why? Because Machane Mitzrayim was throwing stones and arrows onto Klal Yisrael. So the Malach, the Malach Elohim was the guard between that Klal Yisrael shouldn't get hit. Rashi asks Akasha, why are we here? Till now we were talking about Malach Hashem. And why do we use a Loshon of Malach Elohim? Elohim is a Loshon from Din. So Rashi brings down, Klal Yisrael at that point were in a big din. There was a big kitzruk in Klal Yisrael, whether Klal Yisrael should be saved by the Yam Suf or not. Do we save them or do we not save them? The Medrash brings down that the Mekatrigim, the Malachim came up and said, why are you saving Klal Yisrael? Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah, v'halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael, well, Avdei Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim, and so the Mitzrayim. So what's the difference between them? Even more than that, they weren't even Mekayim Mitzvah's Mila. So how Jewish were they? So why are you saving Klal Yisrael? That was one of the tainus. And the Medrash tells us that the Ribbono Shel Olam turned around and said to the Mekatrug, to the accuser, Ve'elu Shmois B'nei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, Leshinu Shmom, didn't change their name. Leshinu is Malbushan, they didn't change their Levush. Leshinu is Leshenum, and they didn't change their Loshen. They didn't talk the way Goyim talk. They didn't change their names. The Medrash says, the Moshel, for instance, Reuven. You could have called Reuven with a Mitzri name. Lulius, a Yehuda, there's a name in the Haidor, in the language of the Mitzri, the Medrash brings down a name. He didn't give them the nicknames of the Goyim. We kept them Reuven Shimon. And the Shaila is over here, what is so choshev when Klal Yisrael wasn't keeping, when they were serving Avodah Zarah, they didn't even keep Mitzvah's Mila, yet they had the schus of coming out of Mitzrayim, because Leshin is Levush. They didn't change their Levush. And they didn't change their name. And Leshinim. And some people say because they didn't speak Lashon Hara either. But what's the big schus of these three things? So my name is Jason. Is Vos. Leshin is Leshinim. Leshinim. What's so terrible? What's so terrible? So, big deal. Shenir is Malbushon. So I walk into the base of the Medrash and I sit down by a Gemara with a pair of jeans. It's Vos. So what happened? Because of that, therefore I shouldn't get out of Mitzrayim. I can be a Ovi Avodah Zarah. I don't have a Bris Mila. A Bekol's man, you got a Jewish name and you look Jewish, you're okay. Sounds like a real Yeshivish Medrash. This is a medrash for the yeshivish chevra. I mean, this is not the real thing. And yet Klal Yisrael, you see, that the Chazal even say even further. Chazal even say further. That klat ruuim hoy Yisrael lasses lem neis b'mei Ezra kederach shenas lem b'mei Yeshua ben Nun. Klal Yisrael be'etzem were roy, were fitting. They were holding by the Madrega that Nisim that went on by Yeshua should have gone on in the days of Ezra when they went back up to build the second base of Migdash. Ele shegoram lem achet. They had an Avera. What was that Avera? The Avera was that they were Mishana and Lashonam. They went into Bavel and they got Babylonian names and they mixed with the Goyim and they ended up marrying Goisha girls. Messed around with Goisha girls. That's what stopped them. They were holding on the same Adrega. They were holding Faket, they didn't serve Avodah Zorah, they kept Shabbos, Mila. But they were missing these Lashonam, Levusham. And the Meshech Chacham said, that's Pshat in the Gemara, Gora Machet. That's why Klal Yisrael didn't have Nisim the same way they had Nisim in the Mei Yeshua Ben Nun. There was a Chet. What was the grace of Chet? They walked around like Goyim. They spoke like Goyim. They looked like Goyim. They messed around in the bars and in the clubs with the Goyisha girls. It's worse. So, Shem Shabbos keeps Mila. That's what happened over here. And it's very interesting, you find, if you take a look in the parshas of Korban Pesach, when Klal Yisrael are told you've got to put the blood on the mashkoif, the shtei mezuzos. Ve'atem leitetzu ish mi pesach beis ad boike. You shouldn't go out from your house till boike. What's the inyan? You shouldn't be part of the Mitzrayim. You've got to show that you're different. You're separated. What lies behind the mitzvah over here? Is it a mitzvah, a part of Korban Pesach? What kind of mitzvah is this? There's a mitzvah bal yiro bal yimotze. You shouldn't find chometz in the rishos and you shouldn't eat chometz. And Tosfos says the whole reason why there's an issur bal yiro where you don't find anywhere else in the whole Torah is not that you shouldn't come to eating the matzah. So the whole mitzvah of bal yiro that you shouldn't have matzah, or you shouldn't have chometz in your rishos is only a geder, is only more than a boundary to stop you eating chometz. Do you find that by any other mitzvah? That the Torah itself gives a mitzvah that there's got to be a shmirah on top of a shmirah. And in fact, the first mitzvah in the Torah, now is not time to be masbir it, but the first mitzvah in the Torah, the Ribono Shel Olam says, don't eat that from the Eitz Hadas. Don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. And what does it say, Vaita? And what does she say? She says, "Mipri eitz hashem b'toich hagan." Omar the king, the Rebbeinu Shleim says, "Loisech l'mimena, don't eat from it. Loisigu boy, don't touch it." Who said don't touch it? The Rebbeinu Shleim never said it. Say that Mepharshim. Adam Arishon was moisiv onto the Techava, the extra Shmira. From day one of the Bria, there was always an extra Shmira. Whether he was right or wrong, we're not getting into it now. But there was an akud of Shmira. At every mitzvah, there's a Shmira. Don't touch it. Why don't touch it? Because you might come to eat it. In Parshas Vayera, Vayoma, the Malachim were standing by Sarah, and they're talking to Sarah. Where's Sarah? Aye, Sarah, you need oil. So they went into the oil. Vayoma Shev Oshu Veilecho. We're going to come back next year, and you'll have a Sarah Yishtecho. The Sarah Shemas Pesach Oil. Vahu Acharov. Who's Vahu Acharov? So the Mepharshim say, I think it's a Medrash, Vahu Acharov was Yishmoel. He was behind her. Why was he behind her? Because he shouldn't have a Shaila of Yichud. Let's pull down. Shouldn't be a Shaila of Yichud. Avraham Avinu was Kaim Kol HaMitzvah Sheba Torah, and he was Kaim even the Shmira on the Shmira. Mitzvah Yichud is not Mitzvah Min HaTorah. It's from the Gezeiros de Rabbonim, that Rabbonim kept the Klal Yisroel to make sure that Klal Yisroel should keep as Klal Yisroel. V'hu Acharov. Avraham Avinu was already Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. How do I know V'hu Acharov? These are one of the rites that he kept Kol HaTorah Kula, even with the Rabbonim. But what does the Torah tell us? He tells us what kind of mitzvah. It doesn't say any of the big mitzvahs. Yichud. When the Rebbeinu Shlalem came along and told Avraham Avinu he was giving him Avram Hoye Yelo Goy Godel. Our Shmoch is telling Avram that he's going to be a Goy Godel. V'nivruchu b'hoi kol Goy Aretz. Everybody's going to come through you for brochus. But you're going to be a Goy Godel. You're going to be a big nation. Why? Why am I making you into the nation, the Ama Nivcha, the chosen nation? Ki yodati, because I know l'man ashe yitzave es bonav es beise achrov. Because I know you're going to be the one that's going to be mechanach your children. And Beisa Acharov, v'shomru derech Hashem, and there's going to be a shmira, v'shomru derech Hashem. They're going to be a shema derech Hashem. Last is Stockholm Mishpat. What's this v'shomru derech Hashem? What's this v'shomru derech Hashem? What's the v'shomru? So the Ois HaMech says v'shomru means. The pasuk says. And every shmira, there's got to be a shmira for a shmira. Vayishmoy mishmarti, say Chazal, vayishmoy mishmarti, on every halacha, every mitzvah sheba Torah, there's a shmira on top of it. For instance, there's a famous medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim to be mekabel the Torah, so how did he know when is day and when is night? It's during the day he learned Torah shebichsav. So he knew it was day. By night, he learned Torah Shebal Peh. What's Torah Shebal Peh? Torah Shebal Peh is the Gezeiros of the Rabbanon, the Gemaras. What we bring out all the Hanhogas of Chazal, all the Halochas of different Shmira on a Shmira. We don't need Yain Nesach. What's the holiest of Yain Nesach? It's a Shmira on a Shmira that we shouldn't sit down with Goyim together. Pasakum was a Gezeiros of the Rabbanon. That we shouldn't get closer, we shouldn't sit down and have meals together with Goyim. It was a Shmira on a Shmira. Is there any issue in that Torah of having Yain from a Goy? No. Chazal Moisif. V'shomru derech Hashem. You want to know why I hold Avraham Avinu is going to be the Goy Godel? Why Avraham Avinu, through him, is going to become the Goy, the big nation? Because it's Yisav Ezbon of V'shomru. He's going to give the Chinuch of Shmira. What's this Shmira? Gedorim. There's going to be fences put up all the way through Yiddishkeit that will hold Klal Yisrael from losing what Klal Yisrael is. V'shomru derech Hashem. Doesn't say that they're going to be Mekayim the derech Hashem. Doesn't say they're going to be learning Torah. V'shomru. They're going to keep these shmiras. This is what's going to hold Klal Yisrael together. Said Rebbeinu Shlom, If that's the chinuch you're going to give, if that's the chinuch you give to Yishmael, that already in the mitzvah's yichud he's already makpid, then there's money say yitzav is bonavas b'risa acharov. It's here the Meshech Chochma says a meridiki yisoid. You see, if you take a look all the way through the history of Klal Yisrael, you will see that Klal Yisrael, by the Rebbeinu Shleilem, Avada on Avada, if you're not Mekayim the mitzvahs, it's not pshat that the Rebbeinu Shleilem says, oh, as long as there's Lo Yishinei Shmom Vesmalbushom, as long as you didn't change your clothes and you kept your name, you're okay, even if you didn't do the mitzvahs. No, if you didn't do the mitzvahs, there's a din v'cheshma for it. What holds Klal Yisrael together as an am, as a nation? What kept Klal Yisrael different in Mitzrayim? That the Mitzrayim, when they came along and they said, "Vayakutzum ibnei bnei Yisrael," they got despised. They were koitzim. They were like thorns in their sides. What are these thorns? They were different. Klal Yisrael walked around different. They might have been less religious than they were Bizman of Yankov Avinu. They might have been falling in the Kiyum HaMitzvahs. But one thing for sure, they understood, the Mitzrayim understood when they saw Klal Yisrael, they're a different nation. They're different. Vayakutsu. It was thorns in their side. What's so terrible about it? They were different. They weren't part of the Mitzrayim. They didn't mix with them. They had a different way of talking. They had a different way of speak of names. They had a different way of dress. They were different. That's what kept them in Mitzrayim. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Yisamech says it goes even further. Is that you will see all the way through the history of Golus, and Mitzrayim was sort of like the blueprint of all the other Golosim. It's brought down in Svarim that Mitzrayim is the blueprint for how we're going to go out, and it's the blueprint of how we're going to behave in Golos. What I mean to say is, Faket, the Geula ki meitzeis chom mi Mitzrayim arenu niflois, just like by Mitzrayim, when they left, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I showed you such moifsim, so also Osid Lova, it's going to be like that. But how are we going to get out? Says the Meshech Chochma, if you take a look and you'll go through the history of Klal Yisrael, you'll always see that what saved Klal Yisrael were not the mitzvahs, were the siyogim. The siyogim was the fences that they built around themselves, was the ghettos that we lived in, was the way that we spoke, was the names that we kept. The Levush was always different. That's what kept Klal Yisrael, and that's what kept Klal Yisrael as a schusta coming out of Mitzrayim. And it's possible that they did bigger mitzvahs when they were in Bimei Ezra and Bovel, but they didn't have the schus of moifsim, of nisim that Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to do to them, because they lost their identity. When you lose your Jewish identity, says Klal Yisrael doesn't have the schus. You can keep your mitzvahs. You can be sitting in a Beis HaMedrash learning. They made bovel, they were sitting and learning. They kept their Shabbos, they kept their Bris Milah, they had yeshivas. But their identity as a Yid was missing. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, I can't do nisim for you. You want to come up to the Beis HaMikdash? No problem, build the Beis HaMikdash. Nisim from me? No. I have an Ama Nifcha. An Ama Nifcha means that you're different than the Goyim. You're a chosen nation means that there's an identity, what a Yid is and what a Goy is. And if you can't tell the difference, then you're up the creek. The halacha is, those who've learnt Megillah, based in Yochel Avatel, based in Chavere, even if he's Godel Mimenu, if based in makes a Takono, Basin makes a takana, and the next generation, there's a basin that's just as big as the basin from the previous generation. They decide that this takana that they made 100 years ago is not shaykh to our generation. Let's be mevatelet. You'll have to be mevatelet. There's one gzeira that they could never be mevatel, and even Eliyahu HaNavi can't be mevatel until Mashiach comes. Those are the Yud Ches gzeiras. In the first few Mishnahs of Shabbos, you'll see that there's Yud Ches gzeiras that the Rabbanim were masakin as gedolim to keep Klal Yisrael away from the goyim. Shnius la'aroyas. There was Pasakum then. There was a gzeira of Yenom, of their wines. There was all different gzeiras that Klal Yisrael, that the Rabbanim at that time decided to make what we call a gzeira on the mitzvah. Keep us further away from being over the mitzvah. One of the gzeiras, well, I don't think it was yichud, but I'm giving you a mashal like yichud. There's no is of yichud in the Torah. But the Torah says, if I'm makbid on yichud, then it'll keep me further away from arayas. Those yud ches gzeiras, even Eliyahu HaNavi could never be mevatel. Until Mashiach comes. Because when Mashiach comes, then you'll understand what Rotzon Hashem is, and we won't need these gzeiras. Rabbeinu Yoina says, Amar dikavot va'asus yog la Torah. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, what does va'asus yog la Torah mean? That you've got to make a fence for Torah. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, you can never tell when a guy has Yerushalayim. How do you tell if a guy has Yerushalayim? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, it's a rishon. To know if he did mitzvahs today and he doesn't do averus is no raya. Because tomorrow he'll wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or he'll get into one of his yetzaharas, and boom, he's out the window. So today I'm makpid, tomorrow I'm not makpid. How do I know when a guy has Yerushalayim? From the gedorim that he builds for himself. From the fences that he makes, the certain red lines I don't go over, that's how I know how much Yerushalayim he has. Not from doing mitzvahs and averus. Or not doing averus. V'asus yog l'Torah is the raya to how much Yerushalayim a person has. What's his red line? He says, you take a look. There's a famous shmuz from Rav Avigdor Miller and the Nuremberg laws in 1936 or 1934. Hitler made Nuremberg laws, 10 or 12 laws of what Jews are not allowed to do. And he goes through each law to show where Klal Yisrael fell. Midah keneged midah. And most of the laws you will see in the Nuremberg laws is to make sure that Jews shouldn't be part of the culture of the German culture. Did you ever find that Hitler made a gezerah that you're not allowed to keep Shabbos? You don't find it. Do you ever find a gezerah? It wasn't like the Bizman Ayevonim. Do you ever find that Hitler made a gezerah that you can't that you can't keep Shabbos? Or you can't do Bris Milah? No. But you did find one thing. You can't walk into our universities. You can't have a proper job. You can't be in our social areas. You can't hang out in the bars that we hang out. You can't hang out in the clubs that we hang out. These are all nekudas. You've got to walk around with the yellow star. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to show. You want to get rid of your Yiddishkeit? It doesn't happen. One generation. Two generations. But I will make sure, and Hitler had a klal, that if you're Jewish, four generations back, you're going straight to the ovens. Adoravi! Because when you want to lose that Jewish identity, says the Rebbeinu Shalom, no. That's when Holocausts start coming. And you'll take a look, that was the same as the Spanish Inquisition. Klal Yisrael went through, it was one of the beautiful, most beautiful times of Klal Yisrael. Torah was at its top, but then there was so much Ashiras then. People lived with such Ashiras that they started becoming part of the Spanish culture. They started hanging out by all the clubs and all the places where Spanish people go. Suddenly there's suddenly a gezeira. No. We're going to make an Inquisition. We're going to make sure a Jew knows that he's a Jew. And if he doesn't want to be a Jew, then we'll burn him as a Jew. But he's going to be sure, I'm going to make sure he's a Jew. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam telling us. Yeah, you can lose the Ikar Mitzvahs. People do Aveiros. But when you get rid of the Siyogim, when you get rid of the identity, when you get rid of what holds Klal Yisrael together as Klal Yisrael, Vayisarvu Bagoyim, when you start becoming part of the Goyish culture, then Klal Yisrael's in Sakona. then we don't have a schus to have geula. What lies be'etzim? Here I want to say a chiddush. Meshech Chochma says it somewhere else, but it's not so much the Meshech Chochma. Rabbi Yeruchim says it. What lies so much in Shinui Shemo? What's so chashuv about being called Reuven instead of being called some other name that means the same thing as Reuven? What's so chashuv about a name? Rabbi Yeruchim wants to touch up somewhere. A name defines who you are. A name defines of something that exists and is solid and stays by you. For instance, when Yaakov Avinu, I'll give you a marshal, Yaakov Avinu had a fight with the Malach. So at the end of in the early morning, he asked the Malach, what's your name? And the Malach said, I don't have a name. It depends on my shlichus. When a person doesn't know what his shlichus is, there is no name. You only give a name to something that I know that lasts forever. Or I know this is who he is, this is the name it gets. A name to a chayfet, a name to an object or to a human being or to an animal, is a name that stays forever. Because that's who it is. That's who it is and that's who that's its etzem being. When it's nameless, it means that it's not standing solid in its place. It means it doesn't have an identity. It means it's something that's passing by. It doesn't really show who it is. When Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, you're right. They lost the Messiah. They were so deep into Averus that they started being Avid Avedah Zorah, Halolo Avid Avedah Zorah. They didn't even keep Mitzvahs Mila. Right. But they had a name. There were certain red lines they didn't go over. There was an identity as Ich bin Ayid. I don't mix with Mitzrayim. I might do Averus because on the side, but I don't mix with them. I wasn't Mishana my name. My name stays who I am. I have an identity. I have a solidity that I'm standing in my place. This is who I am. Leshinis levusho. Levush shows, gives an identity to what's the person. Avada, we all say chitzenis is nothing. But the chitzenis shows what the pnimius is. It shows that you're machshiv what you are. How you want to dress is what you think of yourself. It's part of the shinui of the Shemon. When I don't have a chashivas how I dress, that means you're losing your identity. Then they can call you any name. Then I have a pen name on Facebook, and I have a pen name here, and I have a pen name over there. It's all different names, because I am different personalities. Depends who I'm with. In the base of marriage, I can talk like a yeshivisha. Sometimes it'll come out during a chabur that I'll slip and I'll talk like I'm in Ben Yehuda. But by from Kloli, I'm speaking like a yeshivisha. Shinis levushon. Levushon shows your identity. Klal Yisrael, in order to have the geula, Klal Yisrael in order to have schusim. These are the three things that hold Klal Yisrael together. And every time when Klal Yisrael lost their certain identity, that's when sorrow started. And you'll take a look. And you'll see every 100, 200 years, Klal Yisrael were uprooted from the country that they were living in. You'll go through the history of Klal Yisrael, the last 1,000 years, more. You'll see 100, 200 years. They got too comfortable. They lost their identity. Suddenly they became... there's pogroms, or there's a Holocaust, or there's an Inquisition, or it's Chmelnytsky, or whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference. You got too comfortable, suddenly comes a wind that blows you out and puts you into a country where you don't know the language, and you have to start all over again, and suddenly you get your identity back. Suddenly we become Jewish again. Suddenly we have a name. Suddenly we are different. Suddenly you understand that the Geisha culture out there are a bunch of Rotzchim. When the Alto von Slabotka was in Berlin in 1930, and he saw a guy, a goy, walking with his dog, and being mechabedit, and cleaning him up afterwards, he said, if this is the way mechabed a goy, a behemoth, there'll come a time where there'll be Rotzchim for mention. And you're talking about where Germany was the most aristocratic, high-class people. Chayes Royce. The Rebbe Nachman decided, I have to send a shliach to show who's a Yid. What's a Yid? Go through all the gezeiros of Hitler. You will see it has one common denominator. Jewish identity. Loishine Shmom. Shmom means a lot because it shows a certain solidity of a person. Avada. Chilul Shabbos, not doing Bris Milah, Avodah Zarah, there's bigger Avodahs than this. But what's the Schus HaGeulah? What by the Ribbono Shel Olam is so choshev that there can be a Kitrug in Shemayim, B'Shas when Klal Yisrael are crossing over the Yam Suf, and the Shail is, why are you going to split? Let them all go into the, let them all drown. The Halol Avodah Avodah Zarah. And Ribbono Shel Olam says, no. These are special. You're right, the Avodah Avodah Zarah. These are special. They were not mashana, the shame. They kept their certain Yiddishkeit. They had a certain proudness of not being part of that Geisha culture. As Malbushom. Big deal. So I was in Mitzrayim for 200 years and I wore jeans like anybody else. Big deal. What's the grace of Zach? Not only did I wear jeans, I wore them like the Shvats, like the Mitzrayim. Halfway down, no problem. That's part of the culture. That was part of the culture. Did anything go wrong? What are you talking about? Because this thing I learned, I sat and learned, I kept the mitzvahs. Rabbi Shlomo said, no, you're not crossing the Yam Suf. You'll die by Choshech. So important. This yeshivish garbage. No. That's why we were saved. That's Parshas B'Shalach. That's why Klal Yisrael were taken out of Mitzrayim. And that's why every golos is the same thing. The minute you start by Sa'aruf Bagoyim, you start becoming part of their clubs. And you start going into their, and doing what they want. And you start talking like them. And you start dressing like them. And you start with the names like them. By Sa'aruf Bagoyim, then there'll be another Hitler. As Rabbi Gifter used to say, people are sitting in Borough Park thinking it's so safe that a Hitler kenish kumen nochamo. I can good kumen in America. There's no problem about it. Who would believe 5 years ago that there'd be a Muslim president in America? A Schwarzer mit a Muslim. Verstehst? Alle meines. And he'd give Torah to Klal Yisrael to show Klal Yisrael? Don't get so comfortable. Don't feel so at home. It's not so pashut. And then Klal Yisrael was so nervous as at the grace of Schwarzer gate, Vern, he's going to become another president. He's going to become president again. What were they scared of? What were they scared of? They're going to lose money. They were scared, Poshut. Who knows what's going to be here? And it's not Poshut. It's not Poshut. And we feel so comfortable. Can't happen again. That when we get so comfortable and we lose our identity and we start talking like Goyim, dress like Goyim, take their styles of Goyim, Chusim, that the Rebbe Shalom should give us a siyata d'shmaya, that the Rebbe Shalom should give us brocha, leman Hashem yitzave es bonav es b'nei b'yisei acharov, that we should have a brocha like Avraham Avinu says, that we should have a hemshach, Klal Yisrael should continue, v'shomru es derach Hashem, there's the inyan of shmira. Shmira means that if Chazal tell us that there's gedorim over here, we've got to keep to them, there's gedorim, there's halachos. And how to keep this gedarim, you're going to come around and say, it's only the Rabbonon, nishkefelech, it's not a deraisa. Fakir, the Rabbonon is more chomo. Because that's what keeps Klal Yisrael. And if we keep to the Leishinish Mom, the Leishinis Malbushom, Leishinis Leshinim, then Adarabba, the Rebbein Shalom will give us the Broch of Leman Hashem Yitzaveh as Bonov, as Bnei Beis Ha'achr, Vishom Roderach Hashem, that will have the Siyat Dishmaya, that even in the Golus, the Rebbein Shalom will give us Nisim. Nisim Arenu Niflois. Niflois doesn't always mean the Gula. There's a lot of private Gulas that we all need. A lot of private Gulas. And I always, Taina, you always talk about America, that 50% are either taking pills for depression, or 50% are taking or going to psychologists. And I always, Taina, what happened over here? What happened over here? We're moving forward with the generation. We shouldn't need all that. I can understand 100 years ago where they weren't making money like we're making. They didn't have cars and they didn't have the comforts that we have. I can understand then you need the pills for depression. But today? The Torah says, no. The minute that you lose your identity, the Ribbono Shel Olam has his ways of sending his Hitler to everyone personally. You don't have to go to Auschwitz for it. But we have, everybody has their Mitzrayim. As I said last week, their Mitzrayim where they're closed in. And they're locked in. We asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, take me out of this where I'm locked in. Everybody has their Mitzrayim, their personal Mitzrayim where they're locked in and they want to have a Geula. And the first stage to a Geula of getting out of this down, of getting out of this, that, having a gishmak in Yiddishkeit, is leishinu eshmom malbushon ulshayna.
Press this. How do you press it? Press this.
No. Did you press it again?
There's a stop button.